Fiscal Update is a compilation of brief news articles published by the Fiscal Services Division of the Legislative Services Agency throughout each month. The articles cover actions taken at meetings of state boards and commissions, news releases from state agencies, updates on the status of the state budget, reports on audits of state and local government, and other items of interest to legislators and their constituents. If you would like to receive email notifications when individual fiscal update articles are published, please go to www.legis.iowa.gov/subscribe, or you can follow us on Twitter at IowaLSA. To view all charts and graphs coinciding with these reports, please go to the Iowa General Assembly website at www.legis.iowa.gov. Click on the Publications tab at the top and then click on Fiscal Analysis in the gray area to the left. Under Fiscal Publications, click on Fiscal Update and search for a particular report. Fiscal Update, Fiscal Services Division, June 30, 2020, end of session, House File 2589, Medical Cannabidiol. House File 2589 modifies the Iowa Medical Cannabidiol MCBD program. Changes to the program include revises qualifying conditions by replacing, quote, untreatable pain, end quote, with, quote, chronic pain, end quote, adding severe intractable autism with self-injurious or aggressive behaviors, which was already covered through the petition and administrative rules process that the program allows, and adding post-traumatic stress disorder. Expands the definition of, quote, healthcare practitioner, end quote, to include physician assistants, podiatrists, advanced registered nurse practitioners, and advanced practice registered nurses, and makes conforming program changes. Removes MCBD program participation restrictions on felons. Removes the Department of Transportation, DOT, from the MCBD registration card issuing process and requires the Department of Public Health, DPH, to issue the registration cards to patients and makes conforming changes. Requires an MCBD manufacturer to contract with a laboratory for spot testing of products. Removes the 3% cap on tetrahydrocannabidiol, or THC. Restricts a dispensary from dispensing more than a total of 4.5 grams of THC to a patient in a 90-day period. There is an exception for if a healthcare practitioner certifies that the patient has a terminal illness with life expectancy of less than 1 year, or if the healthcare practitioner certifies that 4.5 grams is not sufficient for the patient's debilitating medical condition. Allows healthcare practitioners access to the MCBD patient registry to determine whether a patient has already received a written certification of a diagnosis of a qualifying condition from another healthcare practitioner. Permits the DPH to conduct a study on the efficiency of MCBD in treating patients with debilitating medical conditions, and requires the DPH to request guarantees from agencies of the federal government providing funding to educational and long-term care facilities in the state that such facilities shall not lose such funding for allowing patients to possess and use MCBD on the grounds of the facilities. The Act codifies being under the influence of marijuana or controlled substances in a workplace as a disqualifying offense for the purposes of unemployment insurance benefits. The Act defines, quote, marijuana, end quote, to include MCBD. The final provisions of the Act also address applicability of the regulation of the program and marijuana policies related to employers, government assistance plans, private insurance, and private property. Fiscal impact. To the extent that more patients qualify for the program and more certifying healthcare practitioners are available to certify conditions, there are expected to be increased applications and fees to the DPH for MCBD registration. The scope of this impact is unknown. It takes approximately 1,560 patient and caregiver card applications to generate $100,000 in fee revenue. If the application volume increases enough, the DPH will need to hire additional registration clerks at approximately $47,000 per clerk for every 3,000 applications received in a given year. Costs associated with updating the patient tracking system for the DPH to issue cards are estimated at $25,000 in fiscal year 2021. The DOT operating budget is projected to save an estimated $27,000 annually due to no longer having to issue registration registration cards. The DPH may contract for data collection and reporting on patient outcomes if the budget has sufficient capacity. Current program update: two dispensaries located in Davenport and Council Bluffs, operated by Have a Heart Compassion Care, closed at the end of March 2020. Additionally, a second manufacturer, Iowa Relief, located in Cedar Rapids, shut down operations in April 2020 and reported to the DPH that it would relinquish its license at the end of this annual licensing period. The DPH issued a request for proposal, RFP, for the two dispensary licenses, but later rescinded the RFP due to pending enactment of House File 2589. The act was approved by the General Assembly on June 3, 2020 and signed by the Governor on June 29, 2020. The LSA staff contact for this fiscal update is Kent Ohms, Legislative Analyst 3 with the Fiscal Services Division of the Legislative Services Agency, at 515-725-2200.